You're listening to Real Relationships on JewishCoffeeHouse.com. I'm Mickey Lavin-Pell, and my co-host Molly is off on vacation today, but she'll hopefully be joining us real soon. Instead, today we have a good friend named Zoe.
Hi.
This is her pseudonym, and she's going to share a beautiful song that she wrote with us. And it's called I'm Not Desperate, and she's going to tell us a little bit about it. So take it away.
So I wrote the song with a couple of friends in college. We're kind of stuck in a snowstorm, kind of complaining about how single we were. And we kind of came up with this. So here we go. I'd like to bring up a small issue. It's getting pretty big. When everyone around is getting married and having kids, this isn't a competition. I'm not jealous at all. Just waiting for the right guy who's nice and handsome and tall, like Michael Jordan. But I'm not desperate at all. I'm not desperate at all. I go to many places looking for the one, but all the good ones are taken and the rest are pretty dumb. And most of the dates I've been on have been a waste of time, 'cause some of the guys I've been with really like to whine. But I'm not desperate at all. I'm not desperate at all. I'm not desperate. I'm not desperate. I'm not desperate at all. I'm not desperate at all. I'm not desperate at all. I'm not desperate. I'm not desperate. I'm not desperate at all. Here's a message to my friends who've joined the other side. I'm really happy for you, though I feel left behind. And though I wish I was with you, I am not there yet. You were single once too, or did you forget? And I don't wanna meet your boyfriend. I don't know what to say. But if he's got a friend who's nice, can you please send him my way? 'Cause I'm not desperate at all. I'm not desperate at all. I'm not desperate at all. And I'm not desperate at all. I'm not desperate at all. I'm not desperate at all.
Woo! Thank you. That was incredible. Okay, Zoe, that was unbelievable. I've heard that song before because I was very privileged to meet you at a bar where I heard you singing that song.
And I never hang out in bars, ever.
Never, never, never. It was a very kosher bar.
And so kosher.
So kosher. And I always get teary when I hear that song because I guess for me, I hear this very strong woman, but I also hear the sadness of what your experience is. And I'm just wondering if you could share a little bit about that with me. Share a little bit of your experience of being this woman who's out in the world and doing lots of awesome, amazing things. You've got a great career going in addition to your singer-songwriting career. But on the other hand, you've got a whole host of friends that have moved on to the other side, as you say. Mm. And it's really, really hard for you.
I mean, it kind of comes and goes in waves. So it's like sometimes it's like, you know, I'm like this single woman, I'm so independent, I could do anything. And then sometimes it's like, you know, it's just me and like, why am I stuck and why am I still here and why, like, what is like preventing me from moving on? And then like, you know, what I try to do is I try to rethink and try to figure out. Like, I feel every year that goes by, I'm always like, you know what, it's a good thing I didn't get married last year. I was totally not ready. And I try to say, okay, so what can I learn and what can I do to grow from this? And what do I have to get done before I go into this place where I'll be in a relationship and have to put in, it's a whole different dynamic. And all of a sudden it's not just me, there's another person and then God willing other people to take care of. So while I have this time to be by myself, maybe I should focus on things that I have to focus on and work on myself and work on other things and get put things into place.
Line up your little duckies.
Exactly.
I love that. So I guess what I'm hearing you say is that you're really seeing your single life as an opportunity, as difficult and challenging as it might be. As each year goes by, you say, wow, thank God I wasn't married because I got to do all these amazing, rich things. But on the other hand, there is a little bit of sadness that, you know, that you still have to do that and you have to do it on your own. But there's this gladness that you can line up all this stuff for yourself and really build up. It's called like kind of building up your container so that you can have a richer, greater capacity for when that time does come.
Yeah, I think also that, I mean, it's not that I'm not sad. I think it wouldn't be healthy if I wouldn't want to. Like, it does push me to also want to like get, you know, go out and try to put myself out there. But on the other hand, it's like if I'm not focusing all the time on like what's so bad about it, I'm, you know, able to take advantage of the opportunities that I have now.
So what you're saying also is that the sadness is what really motivates you.
I think so.
Yeah. It's like that thing that gives you that little kick in the tuchus, like if you feel like you don't want to go out on a date or if you feel like you don't want to do the things that you need to do for yourself to get to that next level.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that reminder. Like, yeah, your life is great. You're a rock and you're awesome.
No,
but you just need that little bit of sadness to remind you that there's actually something a little bit missing.
Yeah.
I think that's an amazing perspective for lots of people to hear, because one thing that I hear all the time from a lot of my single friends and clients and others is that I don't want to feel sad. I don't want to deal with my sadness. I'm just going to throw it out the window. But what you're saying is it's a tool.
Yeah.
It's a really important tool to have. And that's, I think, a really good reminder for people.
Feelings are there for a reason. You know, we're not robots. We don't just have things fall into place, even when they do. I mean, kind of everything's there to help us along.
Yeah.
So might as well take advantage of even the sad things and the hard things and make it work.
Awesome. So we'll leave that there. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And to all you listeners out there, this is Real Relationships. Please feel free to contact me or Molly, even though she's not here today, at realrelationships@jewishcoffeehouse.com. And my website is mikilavinpell.co.il. You've been listening to another episode of Real Relationships.
Subscribe to this and other great podcasts at jewishcoffeehouse.com. Real Relationships is a production of jewishcoffeehouse.com.